When parents focus on this whole idea of the heart and start thinking about character in their children, they often become discouraged because they see significant weaknesses in their child. A problem with messiness, for example, is a character weakness. And so children engage in these kinds of activities and do things that demonstrate that weakness, and parents become discouraged. In this particular chapter, we want to turn that discouragement around, view the character weaknesses in a different light, and gain some positive perspective on those weaknesses.
We find that often the character weakness that a child has is really a strength side of it, but it's being unbalanced, and so we've got to balance it with other things. For example, the child who is messy, disorganized, can never find anything, isn't on time, those are weaknesses that can bother a parent and cause a parent some great concern. But if we turn that around, we find that the child is also flexible, that they're not easily put off when the schedule changes. They're able to go with the flow and they're more easygoing. Those are good qualities. So as a parent, we want to be able to focus on weaknesses and work on them, but realize there's a positive side to many of the weaknesses our children have. And that can be an encouragement to us, looking at those positive sides. I think we need that as parents sometimes to realize the positive side of what we're seeing in our child.
So if you see your child in intensity or insensitive or just fanatical or extreme, those can be negative qualities that are irritating or annoying. But if you view your child as enthusiastic, you can see that his enthusiasm is a gift that God has given him. We're just going to bring some other heart qualities alongside to balance the strength that's being misused. That's the idea here, that we're finding complementary heart qualities in a child's life that are going to produce the balance necessary for that child to not misuse the strength that they have and develop a significant weakness.
I think it's helpful to talk to the child about the strength we're seeing and then how we can balance that out in life. So let's go back to the child who's flexible but rather disorganized. Say, I really like your flexibility. You go with the flow. Those are good qualities. But we do need to organize your schoolwork so you can be successful at school. We need to have a plan for getting assignments in on time. So we want to help the child see the positive side but also know what they need to work on.
What we're doing here is framing the picture for a child. A frame on a picture gives the picture perspective. It gives it an outline so people can understand the picture a little bit better. We're doing that with children when we talk about their positive qualities that might be misused. We're helping children understand that there's some benefit to their sensitivity or to their enthusiasm or to their courage. But in each case, when a child then misuses some of those things, then there's a weakness. So children need to develop a patience, or they need to develop more sensitivity in their lives to some of the concerns that might cause them to cross the line. What we're trying to teach children is how to manage those. If children can view themselves as works in progress, that they can see themselves as growing, then we can help them to put a lot of this together in a way that's not so negative. They can bring on another quality to balance what they're already seeing instead of viewing themselves as handicapped because of some negative character quality in their lives.
I think identifying the positive quality that may even be misused is encouraging for us as parents as well as for children to realize there's good in this quality, but it needs to be balanced. We need to bring some other qualities alongside of it so it doesn't move the child in the wrong direction. So looking for those qualities, a balance in a child's life in this area of character qualities can be helpful for us as parents to have a more positive approach to our children.
Romans 5 uses the word character. It's a biblical word. Romans 5, 3-5 talks about the importance of character and how it's developed, often developed through the suffering in our lives. It produces then this hope in our lives. So children need that help. And as we frame the picture for them so that they can understand how the character fits into all of that, it can be very helpful. Furthermore, it gives you a target then to work on with this child without depreciating the child's value. So we're able to experience the benefits of a child and appreciate their personality and strengths, but we're not at the same time overly critical. We're just adding another quality that will balance out the one that they're struggling with in order to produce a wholesome a child who's able to respond to life situations well.